Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
It stands as a towering relic of a past we'd rather forget, a massive stone fortress built with the promise of care, dignity, and medical innovation. But the walls of the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, once known as Weston State Hospital, hold stories far darker than any treatment plan ever prescribed. For over 130 years, this institution housed thousands of patients, many of whom were abandoned by society, subjected to experimental procedures that, in hindsight, seem more like torture than therapy. Lobotomies performed with ice picks, electroshock therapy without anesthesia, patients locked away in solitary confinement for decades. It was a place where suffering was routine and where those deemed unwanted by the world were left to wither away. And yet long after, the asylum shut its doors in 1994. The echoes of its tragic history have refused to fade. Visitors today report shadowy figures darting through hallways, chilling whispers in the dead of night, and doors slamming shut by unseen hands. Paranormal investigators claim this is one of the most active hauntings in the United States, a site where the tormented spirits of former patients may still roam, unable or unwilling to leave. But is it truly haunted? Or is there something else at play, something rooted in psychology, science, and the deep, unsettling weight of history? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum was born out of good intentions. In the mid-1800s, mental health treatment in America was undergoing a revolution, or at least, that was the idea. The philosophy of the time, led by psychiatrist Thomas Story Kirkbride, was that individuals suffering from mental illness should be treated with fresh air, open spaces, and moral therapy, rather than locked away in prison-like cells. Construction of the asylum began in 1858 in Weston, Virginia. Later, West Virginia, after the state separated during the Civil War. Built almost entirely from locally quarried sandstone, it was an architectural marvel. It followed the Kirkbride plan, a sprawling design meant to provide natural light and ventilation for patients. It was designed to house just 250 individuals at most, each with their own room, access to communal spaces, and therapeutic activities. But that's not how the story played out. By the late 1800s, the dream of a peaceful and humane facility had already begun to crumble. Mental illness was still poorly understood, and the number of patients grew exponentially. Instead of 250, the asylum housed over 2,400 by the 1950s. Medical care turned into containment. Patients were crammed into shared rooms, locked in cages, or left to wander the halls in a drugged haze. There were horrific reports of abuse, patients subjected to ice baths, prolonged isolation, and violent restraints. The worst of it came with the rise of experimental treatments. Lobotomies became a routine procedure, many performed by the infamous Dr. Walter Freeman, who traveled the country, perfecting his so-called ice pick lobotomy, a procedure that involved inserting a metal pick through the eye socket to scramble brain tissue. He performed hundreds of these operations at Trans-Allegheny, often in assembly line fashion. Some patients never woke up. Others were left in a permanent, near vegetative state. And then there was the violence. With overcrowding came fights, murders, and suicides. Patients who should have been in intensive psychiatric care were left to fend for themselves in overcrowded wards. Nurses and orderlies reported daily attacks, and in some cases, it wasn't just patient-on-patient violence. Staff members were known to beat, neglect, and even abuse those in their care. By the 1980s, mental health care in the United States was changing. New medications, new policies, and growing public outrage led to widespread asylum closures. Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum was no exception. After over a century of operation, it finally shut down in 1994. Its remaining patients moved to other facilities. The massive structure was abandoned, left to decay. But even as the doors closed, the asylum story wasn't over. In the years following its abandonment, urban explorers and former employees who returned to the site started reporting strange occurrences. Security guards patrolling the empty corridors spoke of distant footsteps echoing down hallways, even when no one else was inside. Doors would slam shut on their own, and entire wings of the hospital would be plunged into an eerie silence as if something unseen were watching. Some of the first paranormal investigations came from former nurses and doctors, many of whom refused to go back inside once the facility was shut down. Some claimed they had always felt an unnatural presence in certain wards, especially in the areas where lobotomies were performed. One doctor reportedly said that even before the hospital closed, he had heard the sound of gurneys being wheeled down empty hallways at night, and then there were the voices. Multiple former staff members reported hearing soft whispers in the asylum's darkest corners, pleas for help, sobbing, or muttered words in voices no one could quite recognize. Some believed it was just the power of suggestion, the human brain playing tricks in a dark, decaying building. Others weren't so sure. Before we jump to the idea of ghosts, let's consider the rational explanations. Many skeptics and psychologists believe that places like the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum naturally induce fear and paranoia, which can lead to hallucinations. The mind, when overwhelmed with anxiety, darkness, and isolation, can begin to fill in the blanks, a phenomenon known as pareidolia, where the brain sees patterns or hears voices in random noise. So then, there's the issue of high electromagnetic fields. Paranormal investigators have found unusually high EMF readings in many parts of the building. Electromagnetic hypersensitivity, a debated but widely discussed phenomenon, suggests that exposure to strong EMF fields can cause dizziness, nausea, and even auditory hallucinations. Could this be why so many people report voices, shadows, and strange sensations? Another factor? The building itself. The walls of the asylum are made of thick stone, a material often linked to the stone tape theory, the idea that traumatic events leave an imprint on the environment, playing back like a psychic recording. If residual energy is a real phenomenon, it would make sense that a place like Trans-Allegheny, filled with decades of suffering and trauma, might hold something beyond the visible world. But then, there are the accounts that defy logic. The ones that don't just feel like hallucinations, the ones where physical evidence is left behind, and the ones that get more terrifying the deeper we go. Because as more investigators entered the asylum, the reports became more disturbing. The spirits inside weren't just whispering, they were interacting. And that's when the real hauntings began. The deeper you go inside the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum, the more oppressive the air feels. The silence isn't comforting. It's thick, heavy, waiting. And then the voices start. Paranormal investigators and visitors alike claim this place isn't just haunted. It's crawling with spirits. Some encounters are benign, others deeply unsettling, but all of them point to one thing. Something still lingers here. One of the most well-known spirits is that of Lily, a childlike presence said to play with visitors. According to local legend, Lily was the daughter of a patient, possibly born within the asylum's walls. She is most commonly encountered in a small room filled with toys, dolls, and balls, some of which are known to move on their own. Investigators have recorded EVP sessions where a soft voice answers questions, and some have even captured balls rolling across the floor without any logical explanation. Then there's Ruth, a far more menacing presence. Unlike Lily, Ruth is hostile, especially toward men. She has been known to shove male visitors, scratch them, or whisper threats in their ears. Some believe she was once a patient who suffered at the hands of male doctors or guards, and her rage hasn't faded in death. But the asylum's most terrifying ghosts aren't just individuals, they're shadows. One of the most widely reported paranormal encounters at Trans-Allegheny is the sighting of shadow figures. Dark humanoid shapes have been seen darting across hallways, standing in doorways, or lurking just beyond the reach of a flashlight. In some cases, they move with inhuman speed, vanishing as soon as they are noticed. In others, they stand perfectly still, watching. More than one visitor has reported the unsettling sensation of being followed, only to turn and see a shadowy figure retreating into the darkness. Then there's the locked doors phenomenon. Multiple investigators have reported doors locking on their own, even when no functioning locks are present. Some have even been trapped inside rooms, forced to wait until the doors mysteriously unlock. In one of the most chilling cases, a well-known paranormal group reported a door slamming shut behind them, sealing them in a former patient ward for nearly 20 minutes. And then came the physical attacks, and it started small, cold touches on the back of the neck, sudden shoves, a burning sensation on the skin. But for some, the encounters at Trans-Allegheny became physical in ways they didn't expect. One investigator claimed he felt an invisible hand wrap around his throat, cutting off his air for a few seconds before releasing him. Another left the asylum with three deep scratches down his back despite wearing a thick coat. The Ghost Hunters TV show documented extreme temperature drops, EVP recordings of chilling messages, and unexplained physical sensations. One crew member refused to return, saying he felt as if he had been pushed down the stairs by something unseen. One of the most disturbing stories involves a tourist who fainted near the lobotomy area, only to wake up and say she felt someone grabbing her arms, even though no one was there. Her friends watched in horror as red handprints appeared on her skin, fading minutes later. Skeptics have argued that fear, high EMF fields, and suggestibility play a role in these experiences. But what do you say to people who walk away with marks on their bodies? While believers say the suffering of thousands left a permanent imprint, skeptics have their own explanations. Some argue that the asylum's old electrical wiring creates strong electromagnetic fields which can cause headaches, dizziness, and hallucinations. Others suggest that the oppressive atmosphere and dark history make people more susceptible to suggestion. But the problem is, too many people have had the same experiences. Too many independent reports, too many matching descriptions, all from visitors who had never met each other before. And if it's all in people's heads, why do security cameras pick up shadowy figures in locked, empty rooms? Why do EVP recordings capture voices answering direct questions? And why, after all these years, do people still hear the screams? Today, the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum is open for ghost tours, historical tours, and overnight investigations. People come from all over, eager to see for themselves whether the stories are real. And many leave with more questions than they arrived with. Some see nothing, just an abandoned hospital with a tragic history. But others leave convinced that they were watched, followed, or touched by something unseen. When some, they never make it through the night. Because the deeper you go into Trans-Allegheny, the more it feels like you're not alone. And maybe you never really are. So what do we make of the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum? Is it just an abandoned relic of a barbaric past or something more? History tells us that thousands suffered within its walls, forgotten, mistreated, and in some cases outright tortured in the name of mental health care. Their pain was real. Their suffering was real. And if energy lingers, as many believe, then Trans-Allegheny would be the perfect storm for a haunting. But let's not ignore the science. The mind is a powerful thing. High EMF levels, environmental factors, and the sheer psychological weight of the asylum's past can all create the perfect conditions for fear-induced hallucinations. Add in a few drafty hallways, creaking doors, and the power of suggestion, and suddenly, everything feels just a little too real. But here's the problem. Too many stories, too many experiences, too much unexplained evidence. Cameras capturing figures where no one should be, voices responding to direct questions, guests walking away with scratches, bruises, or worse. If it's all just tricks of the mind, then how do we explain the locked doors, the poltergeist-like activity, the whispered voices calling out names? Maybe, just maybe, the ones who suffered inside never really left. One thing's for sure, if there's any place where history refuses to be silenced, it's inside the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. And if you ever decide to visit, maybe leave the lights on. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.